Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mark German, good afternoon to you, sir.
Afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Always a pleasure to start to speak to you. Now, there's a question that people always ask. Does Christ have a church or is the whole idea of religious organization just some human invention, you know, meant to control us? Of course, this is going to be the focus of today's lesson. Now, how does Jesus address this question, Mark? Does he have a church or not?
The definite answer here is yes, Jesus does have a church. And using scriptures in Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus himself referred himself to as the rock. He said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades or hell, we should say, shall not prevail against it. So Jesus himself established the church. He says, on this rock, meaning I will establish a church, and its gates and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against. In other words, not even Satan will destroy this church. It will prevail no matter the circumstances it shall face. And so, yes, Jesus has a church. He established one.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Now, what did the Lord accomplish when the gospel was preached?
I think in Acts chapter 2, verse number 47, where we see the first church, the church of apostles, as it is called, the Bible tells us that the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. And so through the disciples ministering, through the preachings of Paul and other well-known Bible scholars, each time they preached, each time they reached the people with the message, the Bible tells us that the church grew. The number was growing day by day. And so, yes, the Lord accomplished through the gospel by adding the number of converts to the church.
Yeah, indeed. And tell us about some of the hardships and persecution that the church has endured, over time, and how it has survived through all of that.
Yeah, just like we read in Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, I'm establishing a church, and the gates of hell or Hades shall not prevail against it. And so the Christian church has had its troubles. It has faced the criticism. The church has had persecutions. But the good thing is, just like Jesus promised that the church will not fall, through times we have seen that the church has endured persecution. We have the history of the Dark Ages, where Christians were killed, were murdered for having the Bible. Those who confessed Jesus as their Lord and Savior were put to death, were persecuted. They were even, sent into lions' dens. Some were burnt alive. So those are some of the hardships the church has suffered, some of the problems the church, the troubles the church has endured throughout the time. And we remember through the Dark Ages that those who are preserved, who were courageous through the difficult times, Christ gave them the power to keep the word of God, to keep the Bible, and to believe that. And it was through this persecution that the church continued to grow and grow, despite the fact that the devil used persecution to destroy the church.
Yeah, now tell me, what does Paul mean when he refers to the church as a living body with Christ as the head?
All right, portraying the church as the head, Christ, in Ephesians 5:23, we see Paul comparing the relationship that exists between husband and wife as the same relationship that Jesus has with the church. That's why the Bible says in verse number 23 of Ephesians 5, for the husband is the head of the wife, and also Christ is the head of the church. So the church is the family. And just like the pain a man experiences when the wife is caught in adultery, the pain the woman experiences when the husband is cheating is not honesty. We should understand that it is the same thing that Jesus Christ goes through each time we sin, each time we run away from him and do something else. So there is a special relationship that exists between Christ and the church, just like that relationship between a man and a woman. So when Paul says, for the husband is the head of the wife, also Christ is the head of the church, he's trying to say the wife submits to the husband, and the church should have Christ as their head, as someone who directs it, because he is the co-founder, he is the one who established it, so he should tell us how to live and how should the church conduct its things on earth.
Yeah, that's powerful, that's powerful. So, hello? Are you
hello?
Yes, Mark. Now, in a nutshell, what would you say this particular lesson is bringing forth this afternoon before we let you go?
All right. I would like to use a certain quotation from the author by the name of Ellen White in Acts of Apostles, chapter number 1, goes people's for his church. And this is coming from page number 9, paragraph 1, where she says, the church is God's appointed agents for the salvation of men. It was organized for service, and its mission is to carry the gospel to the world. From the beginning, it has been God's plan that through his church shall be reflected to the world his fullness and his sufficiency. The members of the church, those whom he has called out of darkness into his marvelous light, are to show forth his glory. So the church exists for a purpose, and his service is to carry the gospel to the world. So Jesus himself established the church so that it can bring unity, so that we can get close to him day by day. That's why in Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 20, John the Revelator, seeing Jesus' ministry in heaven, he saw seven golden candlesticks, lampstands. In the among those lampstands, he saw one like the Son of Man, who happens to be Jesus Christ. This has a special meaning. This we are in this, we are seeing that Jesus is more closer to his church than we can ever imagine. And also, by walking among those seven lampstands, Jesus was trying to tell us that he is walking among the church members, and his presence throughout the years has been with his people, and he has never forsaken. And so the church may appear as to fall, God's church, of course, may appear as to fall, but it will not fall, because Jesus himself, as we read in Matthew, verses in Matthew chapter number 16, verse 18. Even the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The devil will persecute the church, the devil will try to frustrate the people, will try to bring in strange teachings in the church. But one thought to encourage us is that the church of God has existed and will exist. It will not fall, because the co-founder is the living Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Beautiful stuff. And I think this is a beautiful point to end it at. Mark German, we're going to be talking to you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Thank you so much for coming through today.
My pleasure.
That's a pleasure.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.